When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This week on Pop Gays,
we talk the Queer Eye drama,
Cara Delevingne's mansion,
and Sam Kerr's UK trial.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gays,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
For postmodern queers!
I'd rather be an outfit repeater than a turtle killer.
Yeah. Although I'm sure we're all complicit in turtle killing in some way.
Oh my God, we've all probably killed three turtles.
Speak for yourself. I'm killing a dozen a week.
You're not complicit. Yeah. You're doing it.
Well, speaking of toxic people.
What?
Where do we begin this week?
I know we have such a laundry list of toxicity, but I want to talk about my least favorite Queer Eye team member. Jonathan Van Ness, who's finally
a Jonathan Van Mess.
I know. So give me the, I've sort of managed, I know the basic vibe of it, but can you give me the full lowdown on what happened?
So Jonathan was accused of diva behavior on set, and they are allegedly just
shock horror.
Yeah, a bad person to be around in a work environment, and coupled with the positivity message, it makes a bad image.
That is funny.
And Bobby Burke has like quit the show, and Tan is fighting with them for some reason as well.
Because I saw a video of Tan saying, kind of addressing it on his own TikTok, like of his own volition. It's not like he's like, I was like, you can just simply stay quiet.
Yeah.
But he sort of said, yes, a colleague of mine was fired.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with me. And yes, my friend has taken his position in the show. I was like, and I was like, that's...
Oh, that's right, because Tan and Bobby were sort of at odds as well, I think.
Bobby's the only one fucking working in that place.
I just have to say, Jonathan is the easiest to replace because we all know a gay hairdresser.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that many builders.
And absolutely. I can give you 100 just as annoying, obnoxious people who want their start in television.
Yeah.
Click on my fingers. And also, can I just say, I've been a Jonathan Van Ness hater from day fucking one.
Finally, you've justified.
Genuinely, I have stand up that I was writing like 2018, roasting their uselessness in the Queer Eye family and how Bobby Burke is so undervalued and all this kind of stuff. And I had to sort of like shelf it because it was like not topical anymore. But it became very topical recently. And I was like, I'm bringing this content back.
Yeah.
And it's been killing. So I feel like a prophet of our time.
That is so funny. I mean, yeah, it's not surprising. I saw someone online saying something that was, I thought, quite accurate, saying, oh, you're telling me that the set of Queer Eye was toxic? Damn. Who could have guessed that? Except every single lesbian.
Yes.
It's like, I avoid West Hollywood for that exact reason. It's just like these cis...
WeHo gays, they call them.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, they're not all cis. I shouldn't say that. But like, there's this like gay or queer things sometimes to people who've like grown up with sort of a male image or appearing to be male, blah, 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 they forget that they still have ingrained misogyny and they still benefit from patriarchy. Not in all ways. It can be very unsafe for them, but I'm saying that like they kind of, the way that they talk to women and stuff like that and the way ego plays in that field, it's still like, oh, you're still working with a lot of the issues that are involved with patriarchy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so just because you're five fun, loving gals. Yeah.
I also think in a show that is dedicated to coming into somebody's life and invading their personal space to help them better themselves, you damn well better hope that you are coming from a place of perfect mental stability and emotional, like, wellness. I think anyone who purports to be, like, you know, an expert of, like, self-love and positivity, it's, like, usually a red flag for me. I'm like, there's something going on.
And, you know, I'm so for people doing things like Dry July or whatever, because it's great. You're, like, taking a month off and you're raising money for charity. But when people are maybe not doing it as part of that month and they're like, I'm cutting out all processed whatever. I'm cutting out all alcohol. I'm cutting out everything. And I'm like, well and good if you're raising charity.
Like Jordan last week, cutting out Instagram.
Oh my God. Week, baby. I'm back.
Not everyone but Jordan. Our queen is excused.
No, but like it is.
It's like, yeah, well, like that kind of shows that it's maybe a bigger problem that you shouldn't just think of like having a month off, but reassessing your relationship with that.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you constantly have to be like in the toxic positivity, everything is going great, blah, 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 mindset, then maybe you need therapy and not just like some Instagram infographics telling you that everything will be okay.
It does kind of have a holier than thou kind of thing to it.
It absolutely does.
Where does Karamo fit in all this?
I think he's just living his... What's his skill? Like, what's his little bio that comes up? Like, is it culture?
Is it gossip?
Gossip.
Do you remember when he introduced... There was a man in a wheelchair that they were helping Queer Eye, and he, as part of his culture journey, introduced him to the man who shot him.
What?
Oh my God, I remember that.
I was like, who shot Karamo? He shot the guy, and now he's in the wheelchair because he got shot.
Yeah.
By this guy. He's like,
he was trying to like fix that.
I don't know. Yeah. He was like, you have to meet him.
And the I think it's ended up being positive overall. Yeah. But that was because that person was already in such an evolved mindset. I remember this episode so vividly because he was just like in a wheelchair, but like never let that stop him from like being a personal trainer. He was really buff.
Yeah.
Like doing pull-ups, like just living life.
And he was like involved in community. God. Like he was like just a really good guy. Karamo.
Yeah, but you're not a monk. You know what I mean? Like you're not like the avatar coming into people's life, like, you know, giving this like spiritual guidance. It's like you're a gay with a badge.
And it's also like, I feel like for that person, it was more like, let's upgrade your house and make it really pretty and like give you some recipes. While for other people, they really need everything from the ground up.
Yeah, 100%. Like
they have nothing.
And Karamo said, let me ruin your life.
Yeah, let me show you the person you might not want to see ever again. Yeah. Justifiably.
It's so funny. I love it.
It's the next installment of the Ellen DeGeneres getting cancelled saga.
Yeah.
And it's like,
where's Ellen now?
Living in her like mansion that she was so horrified to be in during COVID. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember that. And I also remember something else about Ellen constantly buying houses, doing them up and flipping them. But usually when people flip houses, it's like they buy a kind of like average home and make it worse by putting in like cheap vinyl flooring and painting everything white. But Ellen does flipping for like places that are already at like 20 million, but then she flips them for like 40.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Like that's her thing. And I also heard that Portia doesn't like it and is sick of like moving and fixing these houses. But Ellen is like, we have to.
Oh my God. Portia, blink twice. If you need her.
Oh my God. Speaking of Portia, it's made me think of another Australian icon who has been lost unto Hollywood. Holly Valance this week. Have you been seeing this shit?
No. I mean, yes, but I don't have the context. So when people are like, Holly Valance is saying poor people should work harder, I'm like, who is this bitch?
Who is this bitch? I mean,
and
that
how
stands.
To describe Holly Valance.
Yeah.
What's
her cultural relevancy?
She was on Neighbours, first of all. So watch what you say.
But also last of all, because I can't think of anything she's been in since.
Well, don't forget her song.
Oh, what
Kiss,
was it?
Kiss.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't put it down for you say it. Don't put it down for me. Kiss, kiss. Oh, yeah, no, she just like...
yeah.
Okay, so wait, how did she make her money then? Why is she like...
So she's married a billionaire.
Oh.
And she... There were rumors of her joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast. Oh. But that has obviously fallen through. But she lives in London. She's a billionaire. And she's like, where are the cops? She's got that weird like Australian British accent.
It's the Madonna thing of like, where are you from? Like,
yeah.
Where is Madonna from? Just out of curiosity.
She's from America. Do you know that most of my life I thought she was British?
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Because she was always like, hello.
Yeah, yeah. That's Holly Valance. And so she's come out of the fucking woodwork, hot and ready to shit on. Who's she shitting on?
She wants there to be surveillance in streets. She says she's been robbed on King's Road. She's like, she was crime. There's crime. Oh, and she also goes, there was like a point where somebody was like, oh, they do that. And she's like, oh, they. And she's like, yeah, multiple. And she was like, oh, I thought it was, you know, you can't keep up. He, she, they, whatever. Who cares? Oh, and God. Was like,
what?
But I don't know what she's doing. Like,
what is
she
promoting?
Back?
Because like nobody is just looking out for has-beens.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
billionaire husbands to interview them. I'm sure she's promoting something in the worst way possible.
Maybe she's gearing up to be a housewife.
I was going
to
say, this is the kind of behavior that would make a great storyline.
On the Housewives. Okay.
It's giving Brandy.
Yeah. Her and Garcelle are going to clash.
I look forward to it.
It's just so funny. And just her essentially being like, just put Ring cameras up everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, my phone got taken from my prom. Hold on to your phone, bitch.
Does she have kids with this billionaire?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. She said, unless she's.
Secure the bloodline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did say her phone got stolen from a pram, but I would not be surprised if she had a pram for her phone.
Or if it like just dropped to the ground, because when you have a pram, there's so many things on that thing.
Yeah.
Talking of bloodlines, can we get into what the fuck is happening
with
the palace?
I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting to discuss this with you.
People have reached out to me because of this podcast, and I'm at a point now where I'm like, I need you to know that I'm not an authority on this. And also, actually, Charlie, I have a bunch to pick with you.
Yes.
Because you told us yesterday that you thought Charles was dead.
Yes. And I think he probably is.
Oh my God. So you're saying the potions didn't work?
Yeah, yeah.
The herbs and potions and tinctures didn't work? What?
I called so many people and I said, the flags are at half mast. And they were like, oh, there's nothing on that. I was like, the flags are at half
they
mast.
They were. Okay, and okay. The BBC was notified that huge news was about to drop and to be on standby.
And then they just didn't.
And then they didn't do anything.
But you know what they did? They released another video of fucking fake Kate
going
for a walk with...
I don't buy it.
No, oh that did not look like... And I'm not an expert by any means, but I can recognize a face.
Yep.
And we've seen a lot of the royals. That's their mistake, right? Because every year there's like, here they are at the parade waving, blah, blah, blah. We see their faces so much that it's very easy for us to recognize when somebody isn't them.
Yes.
And also, if that was a real thing from like TMZ or whatever, the person taking the video would be like, fuck, this is going to be the biggest thing in the world right now. Mm-hmm. You would just go follow them and get a better shot.
Yeah. And why are they just shopping?
Yeah.
Never in my life have
going
I
to
seen
the market.
A paparazzi. Please. Okay, at the market without
so
what,
homely.
Fuckloads of security
off
around
just
them?
To get some eggs.
No, it's all fake as well because they have this royal mantra of like never explain, never complain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet Kate explained the Photoshop.
Well,
right?
She didn't.
Allegedly, she explained.
The PR intern that is flopping in that palace explained that.
Yeah. I also have been listening to other podcasts and watching videos where I found further evidence of photoshopping in royal imagery. There was a photo of Queen Elizabeth II with all of her grandkids and great-grandkids, allegedly. But when you look in closely, you can see that one of them is like photoshopped in from like a different day.
She's done the Kim Kardashian where she like swapped the kids' faces.
Yeah, like legit. And it's like concerning because when we are on high alert now, so we're looking for these signs and we're looking at like, why is that sleeve weird? But 3, 4, 5 years ago, I couldn't have given two shits about
They've clued us into it now. Literally. And we can't switch it off.
I feel like that woman on the plane who was like, that person is not human.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, have you seen, even she has come out with an apology?
Yeah.
They got her.
like something. I don't know. She's apologized for it and was like, I was out of my mind.
Bitch, yeah. You don't have to apologize for anything.
And like, especially not that meme.
Exactly. A forever green moment that we will love forever.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that footage of Kate, I thought of that woman.
Yeah. So have your conspiracies changed since we last spoke about Kate? What do you think is happening now?
I am in so deep. I have become the conspiracy tinfoil hat person at my workplace because there's a graphics department at work. And so on the day that the photo dropped, I came into work and I was like, they put up an image and it's fake. And I literally had the graphics team put it up on their proper like computers. And like, I was like, enhance. And like,
oh my God.
And all this kind of stuff. And then through doing that, I got a team of people that were like, I think you're just down the rabbit hole kind of thing. But by the end of the day, they were like, all right, it's a botched job. I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have done my moral duty to this workplace.
Yes.
But what is your new theory? Where is she?
Where do we start? Okay. So the first part of this puzzle is that there's all this stuff about the Marchioness. I don't know how to say this word.
Rose Hanbury is her name.
Yeah, Rose Hanbury. But she is married to the Marquis of Cholmondeley is his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of royal position. I don't know what the fuck they do. It's not important.
It feels like such fake jobs. They're just landlords.
Yeah. Chum is what they do.
And if you see the spelling of Cholmondeley, it's going to blow your mind. It's spelled like Cholmondeley or something.
It has too many letters for how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
They should be executed.
It's just
all of these people.
It's deeply disgusting stuff. Anyway, this guy is rumored to be fucking Francois Dunier, the
L'Oreal heir?
Yes, the guy who scammed the L'Oreal billionaire. Have you watched that documentary on Netflix?
No.
You need to watch it.
I have not known about this.
Oh my God.
Okay. It goes so much deeper than I ever dreamed.
Yes.
And then so Rose Hanbury.
So Rose Hanbury, because her husband is off fucking this L'Oreal scamming Frenchman, she's free to fuck who she wants. And who does she want to fuck? She wants to fuck Will. Allegedly.
Will likes pegging.
Yes.
Allegedly.
But I'm also like... right, because Kate was always, and Jordan and I spoke about this yesterday, right? She went to the school. She was waiting for Prince William to be there so she could meet him, so she would be the queen one day.
Yes.
And if you're doing all of that in preparation, why can't you fucking peg him?
I know. It's all
he
wants.
She doesn't peg him right.
Oh, maybe she doesn't.
But
everybody pegs their own way.
There are rumors that her kids are Will's.
Oh!
And her twin boys, if they were Will's, are older than all of Kate and Will's kids, which would make them earlier in the line of succession.
That would be
a
fucking
scandal.
Incredible.
Okay. I think that's maybe a bit too far. Because, like, why would Kate have gone ahead marrying Will knowing that he was already having an affair?
Well, there's rumors that she's also having an affair.
It's a whole fucking maze.
What is wrong with his family?
It's just a disaster.
I mean, I think now, the further this goes on, and I hate this, and I wish it wasn't true, but I think it's going to get to April. She's going to do her Easter appearances and they're just not going to bring it up. They'll just never talk about it again.
Never explain.
Or he's leaving her. Because especially this like weird alien Kate that we've just seen.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes me think they're not announcing that there's going to be a split. Even though I think that the fucked up wedding ring situation was a Photoshop muck up, not an intentional sneak attack.
Yeah.
And I am just like, I reckon she's maybe got a facelift, maybe had to use a colostomy bag, BBL.
Yeah.
It could be every inch of me wants it to be this like huge scandal and for her to have left him or something like that. But I'm just like, this fucking family are going to take us for a ride.
Yeah.
And what they've done is they've been like, oh, they're not that interested anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe they have hired new PR and this is all just part of the like,
them. They've hired Trisha Paytas's PR team.
But honestly, like this just makes me want to abolish them even more.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like, if you can't just put out a photo of this woman saying hi to camera and not have a body double and the Madame Tussauds sitting in the car next to her mother.
Oh my God.
It's like every day there's some new weird element of this whole story and it's like it could have just been so easily resolved.
And I think like so much of what you've just said is probably true. It's all just like there's just such a fucking weird group of people who exist and they shouldn't. And like, and so there's all these like weird rumors and they all probably have base, but they're just like not linked to, I reckon the Kate thing could be an isolated incident, yes. but there's so much fucked up shit going on in the family.
They're like, yes, I'm fucking like, the L'Oreal guy, but yeah, that's got nothing to do with this. Like, literally. And did you hear about Harry flying over from America to see Charles for 45 minutes in private and then went home?
That sounds very Charles to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to have a 45-minute discussion that was so important that Harry had to cross continents just for that. Wow. I don't know. It's giving, like, there's something very important going on that needs to be discussed. Like, people were like, are they going to pass over the, like...
abdicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Harry's like, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
I don't
think... maybe he needed to sign something.
Mm.
Yeah. Or maybe Charles is dead, as I said.
I think, as you said, and as I said to my mom,
as we told our whole internet,
with no, I did no follow up.
It was just vibes.
No, yeah. It was vibes. It was vibes, and it was really exciting.
Wouldn't it have been great though on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh my god, funny. The Irish would have loved it.
Yes,
they need that. Come on, give the Irish a little win. Kill that king.
I know.
I mean, I wonder. Yeah, it's like you said, his relationship with Harry is so fraught. Harry's not in line anymore, is he? He's like way further down the line because he's given up his royal tasks.
And also because, what's his name? William has three kids.
Yeah.
So it'll be William, then his...
Well, then Rose Hanbury's kids.
That's true. I don't think Charles will abdicate. I think even him getting sick now, he's less likely to abdicate than before.
Yeah.
Because there's so much shame in his family about the abdication of his uncle. Or of his great uncle, I guess. Yeah. Would we call him?
Mother's uncle's wife's cousin. Probably his husband. Sister.
Yeah.
They're all inbred.
They're all fucking each other.
Oh, I guess like your options are limited when you are that famous because you can't just be on Raya.
Yeah.
You can't just be like using escort services.
Although I'm sure they are.
Well, I guess, but then they must pay like so much for an NDA since, I mean, if I was on a shift with fucking King William, you'd hear about it on this podcast.
Well,
so you've just been scratched from the list of possible suitors.
Yeah. They're like, oh, not them.
Not this Melby bitch.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen with that whole thing. Because it's so interesting after like all the stuff we heard about the spare and how they leak stuff to the media and things like that and throw people under the bus.
Yeah.
Maybe they will actually throw someone under the bus again after Princess Diana. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why Charles had to marry Diana, even though there was like a huge age gap and they had little to no chemistry, because she was like the only one who was like not super closely related to him and still a virgin.
Oh, my God.
So it was like slim pickings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, everyone else in the palace was cousins and whores.
Yeah. And he'd fucked a lot of these other ladies too. So he was like, she's not a virgin.
Oh, no. Crazy. Well, since we're on the topic of Britain, can we talk about Sam Kerr for a second?
Oh, yes.
There was a 24-hour period where it was like, Sam Kerr has allegedly said a racial slur. And I was like, no. I was so worried what she said.
I know.
Said,
we all like held our breath for a night.
Yeah.
But then the beautiful news. What a stupid old bastard.
Stupid white bastard.
Yeah.
Which is a racial slur, so do not repeat it.
Definitely don't make t-shirts of it. Yeah. Don't become a national hero because of it.
It is so funny that she was like maggot and like vomiting in the cab and then got out and then called a cop a stupid white bastard. I'm like, it makes me like her so much more.
I know.
I'm like, you're a fun time.
Yeah, someone tweeted like, stop. I can only love her so much.
And it is weird, the timing of it all. And like, she didn't tell anyone, like none of her team. I could be wrong here, but I feel like she wasn't told that they were moving forward with like charges or going to court until...
Well, it's from a year ago.
Yeah.
And they were not sure what to charge her with.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know how to categorize stupid white bastard.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them because it is hard to categorize when
you're grasping at straws. Fucking funny.
Well, yeah. I think like Charlie and I as white people.
As the resident the stupid term, white bastard.
It's, you know, we are stupid.
Yeah.
So it really strikes a chord.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's fucking funny and it's good. And it like,
yeah,
free Sam.
And if, yeah, and if you're not aware of who Sam Kerr is, by the way, she is the captain of the Matildas, the Australian women's soccer team, and is an absolute incredible player and hilarious icon. And then she's done this moment where she was in like the UK for something.
She just done a hat trick. Like she just had played an incredible game of soccer and like, I guess a hat trick means 3 goals.
Fact check.
I think that's it. I think she just kicked a bunch of goals, had a great time, got fucked up.
But then it's also like, what are they going to do? What, send her to Australia?
Yeah, I know.
She already lives here.
Yeah. It's very like convict behavior. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, if only there was a country that the UK had like colonized and then like sent all their like criminals to it.
Yeah.
It's like she's doing what you asked of us.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't take her, because there was a period of time where people were saying her captaincy might be stripped as well.
Oh, what?
Which I hope now that we know.
Well, I also feel like when it comes to football, soccer, captains of male teams, there's never that level of scrutiny. And I bet if you looked at any of the prominent football clubs in the UK and looked at their captains and teams, you would find so much worse than calling a cop a quote-unquote racial slur and throwing up in a cab.
Yeah.
Like, literally, male football, all types of football stars get away with domestic violence, sexual assault.
And racial assaults on the field.
On the field.
Yeah.
And with, you know, not as much as, like, a mark against your name. So, double standards.
Rude.
Well, we love you, Sam. We're
supporting you. We'll,
and this upcoming trial, and it's like a multiple day trial. That's the other thing as well. It's
how many
days do you need to dissect this statement?
Oh my God.
What a great use of money.
I just love the idea of this man being like cross-examined, like sitting there and being like, yeah. And then she called me a stupid white bastard.
I can't believe it. Incredible. Also, imagine just being a cop and spending most of your day just trying to figure out how you can charge someone with something.
Like, I know.
Grow up.
And it's taken a year to get their case together.
Jesus Christ. Also a stupid white bastard. I love you, Jesus. Trisha Paytas has apparently said that she's announced that her next baby is going to be called Elvis.
Nice.
Actually, kind of
fresh.
That.
I've never heard that before.
I think it's iconic. But
Malibu and Elvis.
Yeah. And the middle name, just circling back to what we were talking about before, I don't know if you heard this, is going to be Kate.
After
Kate Middleton.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that the timing.
So badly.
Because she's due.
Oh, Elvis God. Kate Paytas?
Yeah. And then I guess whatever
Elvis
Moses'
Kate,
last name
King
is.
Charles.
I mean, I don't
Titanic
hate it.
Titanic submersible Paytas.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's trying to manifest it because she said she was sad. She's like, I can see Elizabeth in Malibu.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, I don't want Charles. I don't want Will. She's like, I could do with Kate. I could do Kate.
Yeah.
So she's basically God. Said Kate can go as long as like my child. I think it's a boy as well. She's like, I just want a relaxed child. I don't want another Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So funny. She's an icon.
While we are, though, on like British royalty adjacent people, Cara Delevingne.
Oh.
Her disgusting house with a fucking vagina.
Let's
tunnel.
Have some respect for those recently departed houses.
And the labia inside.
Yes. Yeah. Those sweet vagina walls.
Oh my God. Why the house looked like that was always beyond me, but now that it's burned down, I'm so happy.
I know. And I just would like to say that you cannot actually link us to the location. We both
have alibis.
We're good. But that house is a house of horrors. We've talked about it on this show before, but if you want to stay awake tonight, go and watch the Architecture Digest tour of that home. It is the home of someone who cannot rest.
No corner of it is even slightly relaxing.
Yeah.
No.
And it gave like investment property live here like 3 days of the year vibe.
Yeah.
Which was lucky because she wasn't there when it burnt down. And luckily firefighters were able to rescue her two cats, which are the only things in that house I care about.
Of course.
Well, the cats probably set their house on fire.
Yeah, yeah. They've had it enough.
They're like, we're sick of being trapped in this. Like,
you know what cats are like.
Well, yeah. The fire probably started from like one of her like weird display walls that would have been like some like carnival-esque yeah, like moving 100%. Parts and that kind of stuff. And then she would have been like off, you know, filming something in another country and be like, I'm just going to leave this going, you know?
Yeah.
And like, then it set fire to itself.
Absolutely.
And she said something in that tour that has chilled me to my core ever since. She said, my mother always said, if you're bored, you're boring. And I just could not disagree more. I think that the average person...
I was told that all the time. Were you?
I remember hearing that phrase, but hearing her say after taking us on a tour of that house, I was like, if this is your attempt to never be boring, you need to... It's really normal to be bored.
Yeah.
You actually it's have to yeah, be bored.
It's fine. It's fine to have healthy. A moment of peace.
Isn't like part of the problem of our generation is that we don't have to be bored that often?
Yeah. I agree. Like, I was bored all the time as a child.
Yeah.
Literally, I have memories of just sitting at the end of my bed.
I also have memories of sitting at the end yeah. of your bed.
You were just like, yeah, what yeah. next?
Yeah. I'm like, I'll read this book I've read already.
Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Just fucking looking out the window.
I did have a flashback to my childhood of, like, days without my phone. Like, I'd, like...
Vibing.
I'd, like, sit outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you would, like... I lost my phone a couple of times, or like I couldn't find it for days and I was like, oh, I've lost my phone.
Yeah.
If I lost my phone now,
I'd be at the Apple store so quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember calling people on the landline and having to talk to their parents.
Oh yes. My gosh. I kind of miss, I feel like I've lost relationships with people's parents now. I feel like yeah, we had a little something going on.
And when they try and like gatekeep you and they're like, so-and-so's studying tonight. And you're like, yes! All right, Sharon, just put me on to fucking Rob. Like, just come on.
Literally. Or like when they'd be like, it's too late or it's dinner time.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, sorry.
You're like, I have tea. It's gossip, though. It's really important.
And somebody else couldn't get through or make a call as well because you were on the line.
Yeah. Or the internet would fuck with the phone line.
Oh my God, so funny that they're like,
yeah. Me just trying to download on LimeWire all my porn.
So funny.
Anyway.
Well, someone who has gotten rid of their phone, well, not their phone, but social media, is Gypsy Rose.
Yes.
And I feel like we saw this coming.
Mm-hmm. Healthy
I
choice.
Feel like if we listen back to our episodes, we prophesized that this would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a good thing.
Me too.
She's had an intense life.
Yeah.
And it is that thing. I remember when Britney got out of her conservatorship and people were like, hey, just so you know, she's probably still going to post crazy shit online. Yeah. Just let her.
Yeah.
Like, you know, or it's going to seem weird or unhinged. It's the same with Gypsy. I mean, what did she say about it? The dick is fire.
Yeah. The D is fire. And I mean, I hope it is and it keeps her offline.
Well, there was rumors that they were not together anymore.
I think they broke up.
Yeah, because she like deleted all photos of him from...
She's not wearing rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton vibes.
Yes.
Photoshopped.
It's
another person who deleted social media, although I think came back recently for a second, is Gabby Hanna.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? I think we talked about her years ago. No she's a TikToker.
TikToker, YouTuber, Viner.
Now
she's like doing yoga, is it?
She's teaching at like her local YMCA. Like she's moved back to her family home. And there was this like just some cunty people online being like, oh, ick, like Gabby's teaching at my hometown YMCA. It's like we were literally begging for her to get offline and go get a regular job because her mental health state was so bad. And she's like, moved back home with her parents. She's teaching classes. Somebody else said, like, I saw her. She seems happy.
That's good.
It's so good.
Maybe we should try being yoga teachers.
Yeah.
Get offline.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to say, maybe we should try being happy. And I was like, I don't
know. Not us.
Yeah.
Not in this timeline.
Yeah, I think I'm missing that gene.
I've never thought about trying.
Yeah.
I just thought it would happen. Oh, the Oscars.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Oscars.
Yeah.
I watched, I know this wasn't an Oscar nom, it should have been, but May, December, after your recommendation, and it was fucking amazing. Very strange film.
Yes.
And I also watched Bottoms, which should have been nominated.
I loved Bottoms.
It should have won.
Yeah.
I watched June 2.
What do you think?
Well, I kind of didn't watch the first one, but apparently I didn't need to because I still understood what was happening with the Wikipedia plot.
Maybe I'll do that too.
And the first one was really slow, so I watched it at home and I was like falling asleep. The second one, you definitely won't fall asleep. Love Zendaya. Love, what's his name?
Timothée Chalamet.
He's really good in it. And I just like love talking about like, what would it be like? Would you be able to jump on a fucking sandworm? How do they get off the sandworm, Charlie?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I don't know. I mean.
I'll ask Josh.
As I told you, like when I went to the screening, I was the least informed person in that cinema. I did not understand. I was just like, I'm your Taylor Joy.
Yeah. Zendaya.
We get a little earplugs in as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Iconic. Loved
it. I think you'll like it.
I'll get into it.
It is a very good movie.
I watched the Oscars from start to finish, as I do every year because I'm a sick, sad woman.
Thank you for doing this community service.
Thank you. I love it. I cry because I cried when Davine won for Best Supporting Actress, and I cried when
Messi waved at the camera.
It went Messi
the dog.
Messi the dog.
Did you see this clip earlier?
No. Oh.
They had Messi sitting in the audience and had this guy holding like two like replica dog legs. And he was like lying on the floor, but he'd like hold the legs up so it looked like Messi was kinda,
oh,
like,
that's so cute. Oh my God.
And then they got Messi to piss on Matt Damon's star in Hollywood. Because that's like, it's a Jimmy Kimmel joke that Jimmy Kimmel hates Matt Damon.
Oh my God.
Because he was hosting like the last shot of the Oscars after the credits is Messi the dog pissing on an incredible dog.
That is so funny.
My wrap up of the Oscars in general this year, very clean, very nice.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
It was very.
Highlights for me, John Mulaney was very funny. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was great. Louis Vuitton was one of the writers on it, and it was him all over it. Like, all of the old Hollywood jokes and stuff in the writing was so stellar. I love that they continue to bring out the oldest, most fucking senile person in Hollywood.
To read the final award.
Who was it this time?
It was Al Pacino, and didn't
he just have a baby?
Yeah. And same with Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro looked like somebody had, like, was twisting Crypt. His balls the entire time.
Oh my God.
Absolutely pissed off. He did not want to be there. Same with Annette Bening. Annette Bening looked like she was in pajamas. It's nothing. But he came out and it was like the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. He's like swaggering out. He looks kind of cool and chill. And then he takes out the envelope and you're supposed to read out the nominees. Like, the nominees for Best Picture are blah, 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 blah. And he just opens it up and he goes, "My eyes see Oppenheimer." And then everybody's silent because they don't really know what's going on. And then he goes, "What happened?" And then people start clapping. And then everyone starts clapping and it's fine. But it's just like the funniest thing of him going, "My eyes see Oppenheimer. What happened?"
Oh my God.
It's horrific. I rewatched the
mistake with Moonlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did I. It's such a great moment.
And Warren Beatty, I can't remember the name of the chick that was with him. Oh my God, it's left me. Kim someone. But he's really trying to let her know. And she just goes, "Give it to me." And she reads it out. He opens it straight away and is like, "This is the wrong card." And he's stalling because he's like, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." And then she goes and looks at it and she probably can't see. And she just goes, "It's La La Land." And then chaos ensues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. A simpler time, 2016.
Yeah. Award shows really bring out the fun, campy side of, like, nonsense that I really appreciate.
The I'm Just Ken performance was really good. I mean, it's all just like bullshit. It was nice seeing the director of Zone of Interest come up and mention Palestine. He was the only person to. There were a few people wearing Artists for Ceasefire badges, but he was the first person to get up. And I think like the significance of him as like a Jewish man and also doing a story about Auschwitz and about the Holocaust and being like this and comparing it. Which I think a lot of people in the media have not wanted to do, but just being like, this is about occupation. And he's like, "We fiercely stand against any occupation." And
incredibly brave.
Genocide.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Also, Renee Rapp spoke about asking for a ceasefire in Palestine.
Yeah.
When she like won some award at like, I don't even know what it was, to be honest. But
there's so many awards.
The GLAAD Awards?
Yeah.
GLAAD. Yeah. And some people were critiquing her for reading off her phone. They were like, "Oh, that's very inhuman." And I was like, opposite of that. It's her knowing how important this is, that she doesn't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
And she's taking it really seriously.
And those people have never been on a fucking stage, spoken into a microphone and addressed a large group of people.
Let alone about something like this.
Like, it's so terrifying to just be up there and talk about anything, let alone this. Exactly. And when people don't get it, I'm like, you just
I know
yeah yeah yeah, yeah. and just don't know anything.
She said 10 times more than anyone else in Hollywood is saying at the moment. So,
and she's at a really early stage of her career. She's only like, this is the first time I'm really hearing about Renee Rapp this year with all of this. And the fact that she's already out here talking about things that people don't usually want to mention until they're really seasoned in their career and know that nothing can go wrong, knowing that even that isn't guaranteed. But I think it's really brave for her to speak about what she cares about rather than, you know, being quiet for the sake of her career.
100%. This is going to be a bit of a whiplash situation here, but another notable lesbian, I want to say musician, JoJo Siwa.
J Flip, as she's now known with her new, like.
Is she calling herself J Flip?
No, Twitter's just calling her J Flip because she put up that photo. She's like super like, hey mama, lesbian now.
Yeah.
And oh my god, and a sleeve of tattoos. I don't know if they're real or not. I haven't investigated, but I just saw her with like one sleeve, and she said that she already picked her children's names and had them tattooed on
her. Was that real?
Yeah, Freddie, Teddy, and Eddie.
I thought that was AI. No, I was like, this is...
She's a broken girl.
like, what happened?
There is something amiss. Like, there's obviously... Like, she just got... worked and worked and worked until her brain is like fried. Like I don't think like
all that hair pulling on the the tight bun has like atrophied her like
all
frontal
the bleach
lobe.
You know, she's not naturally blonde.
Oh my god, that brain is under
it's gone
strain.
And she was defending Colleen as well. Colleen Ballinger.
What?
Oh, yeah,
she's just annoying.
I think she's just fucked. And this song, and like I saw a few people, and I thought this was so true, when she was announcing that she was going to do music, everybody was predicting what her song would be like, and they're like, oh, it'll be her being like, ooh, I like to go out and kiss, I'm a bad bitch, and then like being like, comma comma comma, you're a bitch, and her song is literally like, comma is a bitch, she's sitting next to you, and I'm a hard fucker, and like all this stuff, and it's like, oh yeah,
oh my god, yep, she definitely has a sleeve of tattoos. I just had to look it up.
Is it real?
It looks real. I thought it was just
because it does look like it's the same with that guy from Maroon 5. It looks like they've walked into a tattoo shop and said, give me sleeve.
Yeah.
And not been like slowly building up over time.
Or the costume shop ones. Yeah. That just roll down. Yes,
literally.
It's just like nondescript.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, like skull.
Sticker book.
Yeah.
It is like, because there was this video of her online being like, if you could have one dinner and you could talk to one person, who would it be? And why? And like, she was like, full, like in the full singlet, big glasses. And it would be so hard to have your life, like you're growing up, filmed that much. Mm. But fuck, she seems crazy.
Yeah.
I think we need to give her kind of like Disney, Nickelodeon kid rebellion era.
She's got to have her Can't Be Tamed.
Yes.
Yeah. There is a new documentary I'm really excited to see about Nickelodeon that's, I think, about to come out or has just
about Dan Schneider.
Good.
Yeah,
I've heard about this.
I'll try to find it and watch it and let you know if it's good. But yeah, I'm really interested in that, especially with the whole Ariana.
And Amanda Bynes too.
Yeah. Oh, Amanda Bynes.
I forget that Ariana was on Nickelodeon. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's how she started, I guess.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's so weird, like how much of a like machine that is.
Disney, Nickelodeon. What do kids have these days? Is that still happening?
Yeah. I don't even know. Because I remember if somebody had Foxtel growing up, or like, what was it in Germany? Did you have like a cable TV
thing? Yes. Yeah. I'd have to go to someone's house where it's like cable and be like, oh my God, yes. They have like Nickelodeon. Yeah. They have like all the American shows. They were dubbed really awfully. Looking back, but at the time I didn't know. When I was little, I actually thought that each actor learned the language and like spoke it themselves.
For the dubbing?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I wish they did.
I wish they did. But then I also learned something else. Like, you know how there'll be like lots of movies with Sydney Sweeney or Brad Pitt or whatever, and the German actor who does the dubbing will just do that actor consistently. Oh. So that when you see like different Brad Pitt movies, you're like, that's Brad's voice. But it's not. And I think that's like another thing that like fed into me thinking it was the same.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Man, that's a lot of pressure on the English speaking actors too. Because if you're not getting work, you're taking work away from somebody.
Yeah, what the hell? You're starving people elsewhere.
Yeah. Noah Schnapp's German dub is like,
yuck. I could do a great mic.
Yeah. I mean, if that show's ever coming back.
I could play 11. I could do it.
Oh my God. Well, I'm just thinking, does this bring us to our pop or flop?
I think so.
Because I have a pop for the week.
Yes.
It's a movie with Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh.
On Netflix.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
Called Damsel. And it's so awful. But it's such a good watch. It's just like the worst thing you've ever seen. The CGI is awful. The storyline is really predictable. Millie's acting is kind of mid. But it's all brought together by my love for bad fantasy. And I would 100% recommend you watch it on like an afternoon where you want to be kind of semi-brain dead.
So every afternoon.
Yeah, so immediately.
I'll be watching it the second I get home. Yeah.
You're like, you don't want to think and you just want to be like, oh, this is so bad.
Is she okay in the movie?
The makeup artist, I think, did her wrong. Like, the skin tone doesn't seem to match.
Yeah.
And she has a little sister in it that just looks really, like, fresh-faced and young. And yeah. Millie looks older than she is.
She's
only in her early 20s, maybe teens. For some reason she looks older, and I know like certain makeup is required for movies, but you don't need to make people look that old. She's supposed to be like a teen bride.
Well, have you seen this discourse this week about Gen Z saying that like millennials look old? And then, like, it's millennials being like, actually, you guys look old.
Yes, I saw a TikTok about that today.
So we're all just battling who looks old.
Yes, yeah, basically.
But Jesus Christ.
Some Gen Z look so old.
Yeah.
Even in Love is Blind.
It's a 24-year-old.
And it's like, what do you mean you're 24? You look 34.
And it's the way that they dress. It's not to say they've got aged skin or anything. It's like the way they dress and makeup and stuff like that. That's like, doesn't look that fun. Have a bit more fun.
Like, just, you know, enjoy your skin while it's nice.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's the presence of social media at such a young age, meaning that they're sort of like adultified so early that whereas, you know, we were off fucking out doing our own random shit offline for so many years before we had to develop a personality.
Sure. And even fashion, I think, is very like girls will wear office wear to go to the coffee shop. It'll be like, you're wearing slacks. And
yeah,
I mean, I have a lot of like pants like that are kind of professional looking, and I'll just wear them on the weekend because they're comfortable.
Yes.
But I'm like, this would have been office attire to me. Like when I was in my early 20s, I would never have dressed like this.
Yeah.
And now that's like common for teens.
Meanwhile, I'm working in it. It's so funny thinking about one day having to wear office attire and only ever getting jobs where it's acceptable to wear oversized shirts and bike shorts in the office.
Yes.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. So fucking true. Office wear is not what it used to be.
That's crazy. My flop this week goes to just allergies in general. I found maybe it's my fault, but I found an old perfume that I really like the smell of. Yes, I got it for my like 16th birthday.
Oh,
which one? 10 years
ago. I bet it's got the like worst name imaginable.
It does. I actually can't remember. It was in like a sort of cylinder shaped thing. I'll take a photo of it later and I'll send it to you. I reckon I can find it. It's lost the package, the lid, the water looks dusty for some reason, the perfume. Anyway,
what
I put
color
it on.
Is it?
It's like purpley. Mm. I put it on. Potion. And this has happened to me before when I put it on because I smell it and I'm like, I should throw this out. But I'm like, there's still like enough in there. And I don't wear perfume enough. So like I still have all the, I have quite a bit. I just have all this perfume from like years and years ago, and I fucking keep putting on all this shit perfume and then getting these hickey like rashes
on
my neck, and it's immediately like, it's where I've done this. It's where I've like done the little like spots. wrist spot on the neck, and it's like, and like today I had work and I had to give people a tour, and I was just walking around with these huge fucking hickeys on my neck, just being like, have you ever seen a kangaroo before?
Like, ma'am, are you okay?
Don't look. But I didn't realize until like I felt itchy, and then I got
like,
back
yeah,
to
I
the
fuck.
Room. yeah, I fuck, and we give each other hickeys like we're four. Yeah. 14. Yeah. Anyway, that's my flop. Fuck allergies. Fuck the fact that you can just spray skin one time and you're flared up. Live your dreams.
Cancel perfume.
Love that. I have a pop this week.
What?
I know that neither of you are watching Drag Race, but a very funny thing happened this week. So in the usual, you know how they, when they're getting their makeup done and they do the sort of like mirror talk, and yeah, like usually it's where the producers have clearly gone in their ear and be like, all right, now's the time to give your sob story and like,
yeah,
like mm-hmm, give your little backstory because we're probably going to send one of you home.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
I would be so excited to do that segment. Oh, just like eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
I do love the idea of like delivering a really like sad story of my life while I'm like putting on mascara and like, because they don't have to face each other, they face the mirror, you know.
Yeah,
it's a nice like, there's a degree of like intimacy and yet it's also like removed enough, let alone the fact that there's like 10 cameramen behind this two-way mirror, you know. It's just so like forced. Anyway, during one of those moments, one of the queens, Q is her name, had this very legitimately moving segment talking about being HIV positive, and she hadn't told her family and she was hoping that this could be the moment that she sort of like comes out to her family about that, and she wants to be like presentation for living your life to the full as a HIV positive person. All amazing stuff, but she was obviously getting very emotional telling it. And she's telling it to Plain Jane, who is the villain of the season.
Oh, no! And
Plain Jane is a very funny but brusque person. She's Russian and is extremely cold and is constantly fighting with the girls.
So she's everywhere. Just like Katya's character.
Yeah, yeah. But,
but real.
But if it were real. And she's just extremely blunt and socially awkward. And she reacted in the most Plain Jane way, which was when Q said all this, she just sort of nods her head. And then she's like, Mama, kudos for saying that, for spilling.
For spilling.
No, but I've seen the memes, but I didn't know that context.
Yes.
Oh my god, that's oh so funny. God. I mean, that's fucking bad behavior, but it's funny.
It's so funny. And she meant
and it's
it
so
genuinely.
Rushing.
And
thank you for spilling.
She was like, Mama, kudos for that. For spilling.
Spilling.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay,
you spilled.
The context also helps, because otherwise I'd be like, why are we kind of like making
light of this moment
so so light and so like, you know, you're like, my dad died. Debt's on that tunty. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, okay. Well, what?
Yes. Well, it has become a meme. So, yeah, like, now people will take, like, an emotional moment from a movie. You know, it'll be, like, the final moment that the character reveals their sad story or
it's
confession.
Like the scream in Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, exactly. And then people will be like, Mama, kudos for that, for spilling. I think it's so funny.
I think it's perfect.
It is yeah. funny, though. Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the show, I reckon.
And to that I say, thank you, Mama.
Yes, and thank you to us for spilling.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.